1952, a scoring system was devised for evaluating infants born at the Sloan Hospital for Women. Based on the infant's heart rate, respiratory effort, reflex irritability, muscle tone, and color, a score ranging from 0 to 10 was given 1 minute after birth. Since that time, this system has been adopted in many other institutions. Our next speaker, Dr. Virginia Apgar, professor of anesthesiology at Columbia University, tells what was learned in a study of over 15,000 such scores. Let's listen now to Dr. Apgar.
I wondered, even back as long ago as 52 or so, when this scoring system was first presented, why somebody else on Earth hadn't thought about this ahead of time. So about 3 years ago in Washington, I was sitting at a Pan-American Health Organization meeting, and next to me was a good-sized, jolly Polish lady who was a pediatrician with the WHO, and she suddenly murmured to me, "Sakratama." I thought she was crazy. I didn't know what she was talking about. Then she said, "Sukrutumu." Well, it turns out there has been a scoring system existing for at least 40 years. And so for the last 3 years, I've been trying to trail this. I'm not ready to write it up yet because it's awfully hard to find the people who have used this personally. But it was apparently started by Clement von Pirke, the famous for so many other advances in pediatrics. And he has taken four letters, S for song, or blood, CR for crassitude, or which is sort of elasticity of the skin, T for tone, and M for muscle development. Then he's used the vowels of the alphabet, A, E, I, O, U. Now, it's not a straight descending one, but one that goes up like this. A is normal, so S-A-C-R-A-T-A-M-A is the best you can be. E-I is an excess amount of these various factors. And then if you're S-U-C-R-U-T-U-M-U, you're really out cold. Sukrutumu is just as bad as you can be and still be alive. Well, I've had great fun trying to get some first-hand information about the use of the scoring system. There are a few more people to hunt up, but I do think it'd be fun historically to write this up sometime. Well, last month in Tulane, we were making some movies about the scoring system, and someone said to me, "Puramurico." I thought that was another someone who needed to be committed. But this is what they've done with the scoring system right now. PU is pulse, RE is respiration, MU is muscle tone, RE reflexes, and CO is color. So you can call it Puramurico if you want to. Looking back over some of the things that might have been done differently, just as first as far as the five signs that were chosen, they were decided upon after a number of some 8 or 10 signs were put down on a piece of paper, and these seemed to turn out to be the most important ones, ones that could be done the most quickly and with no extra equipment, and I think still that they would be the ones I would choose now. But as far as the time to apply this score, this is great fun. The 60 seconds were picked out originally because at Sloan Hospital, our babies were the worst at 60 seconds. We tried 30, 60, 90, all the way up, and 60 seconds is when our Sloan babies were the worst. Now, there have been some papers this year, oh, really nifty ones, from statisticians. Other report at the Academy of Pediatrics that the scoring system at 5 minutes is more predictive of survival than 1 minute. Well, I'm afraid any idiot knows if a baby's out cold for 5 minutes, he's not going to have as good a chance as if he were all right in 5 minutes. I doubt very much that statistics at all should be applied to the scoring system because these 5 points are by no means independent variables. They are completely interdependent. And I don't really think that anybody should do any statistics on them, although I maybe have done some myself. There's been a great problem as to when is 60 seconds. Those with Sloan, of course, glue our eyes at the watch as soon as the head and feet are visible. And to start there, 60 seconds, and the score is written down. I found in a couple of places there's a good system when there are not such devoted anesthesiologists and obstetrics, and the circulating nurse is the one, only other person in the room, that see there have been a couple of places with a little button in the wall and a gong in the ceiling. And as soon as the baby is out, she pushes the button. At 55 seconds, the gong goes off, and at 60 seconds, you write down a number. This is the easiest way not to have to sit and look at your watch or the clock for the first minute. When it comes to who should do it, the person who should do it isn't there at all, and this is the pediatrician. Only rarely are they present on request for sections and some tough babies, but there are really two hospitals now in which I understand every delivery is covered by the pediatrician. One is Jefferson Davis Hospital in Houston, and then in Tulane last month, a fellow there who was doing the delivery, which was in the movies, came from North Carolina. And he said he landed in Tulane. He didn't know what to do with the baby because at North Chapel Hill, every delivery was attended by a pediatrician. I think this is just grand. One person I'm sure shouldn't do the scoring, and that is the obstetrician. He is completely tied up with the family, and he has to answer for this later, and he gives scores that are much too high. I've heard them say, I've never had a baby with a score under 5. Well, of course, they're just liars. They often want to give 11 and 12s, and there are much too many 10 scores in the obstetrician gives it. Now, I do think the MD anesthesiologist or the nurse anesthetist who is at the head of the table are in excellent position to give the score. Unrelated emotionally to the family, they rarely even know them, and are, of course, very good observers. But there's still a very good observer whom I think is being overlooked, and in the majority of hospitals, this person could do it. And this is the circulating nurse, the circulating obstetrical nurse, not the ones that come through and change every 2 months, or the residents who come through and change, but the gal has been there some 20 years. She knows a lot about babies, and again, is uninterested in the family, and in the many places this is going on, I think she really should be taught to do the scoring system, and of course, as well, resuscitation measures if they are needed. Well, what does the scoring system represent? It depends a little bit who was looking at the question. I do agree with Harry Pistowski, who just pointed out quite triumphantly that it was not related to oxygenation. He never said it was related to oxygenation. And even in babies with good scores, the umbilical artery values range from 5 up to 80%. This is not a measure of oxygenation alone. I do think it is a measure of metabolic acidosis, as Stan James and his team have so well shown in more than 1,000 babies now, that it is directly proportional to the degree of metabolic acidosis. But from the point of view of a neurologist, I'm thinking here of Charlie Kennedy in Philadelphia, he has just called it a one-minute neurological exam, which is, I think, pretty good characterization. Now, just for a few of the errors going on, so often the nurse will ask when the baby's to be discharged, what was the score at 1 minute? It's the first time they thought of it. Of course, this just should be omitted. It clutters up the literature completely by giving retrospective scores. It should just be maybe a blank, because it can only be done with direct observation of the baby. There are much too many tens of scores in many, many clinics. Sloan, we only had 13% of babies were pink all over at the end of 60 seconds after birth, which is an important sign, but it does put the good group up too far. There are some clinics who actually wait and delay resuscitation until the score is given. Then if it's 4 and under, they would resuscitate. This, of course, is all wrong. Resuscitation should be done immediately if the baby needs it, even without the score. And so many of the scores have included resuscitation for as long as 40 or 50 seconds. The last score, when you have two people do it, this is hopeless. The two fellows never agreed. And by the time they did agree, it was 90 seconds or 120 seconds. The baby was entirely different. Well, as far as the usefulness of the scoring system goes, some things have worked out, which I never expected. It was started, really, for prediction of survival, and this is still, I think, as a, for a group, not for a particular baby, but 100 babies score 2 will survive, say, 91%. It is very helpful to the nurse in the nursery. Now, theoretically, an examination sheet goes down with every baby to the nursery as soon as the baby is taken in the next 10 or 15 minutes. This rarely works, particularly in the busy service. We have 5 babies in a row. The records have to be written up later. But at least the baby can go down with a bracelet or some identification on it, often with a weight and with a number. The nurse takes much better care and much more frequent observation and gets pediatric help more often when she knows that the score has been low and the baby had a rough time getting born. Of course, it is useful for comparison of anesthetic methods and, of course, for comparison of resuscitation methods. In my new present life, I find out also if a score doesn't improve after 1 minute or 5 minutes, the doctor is obligated to find out why. And in this way, many congenital anomalies, which are not visible outside, have been picked up. This goes for tracheoesophageal fistula, babies who rarely score 10, and I'm not sure why 8, 9, or 10. Diaphragmatic hernias always have low scores. And you get to look in the first few minutes after birth as to why the baby is not 8, 9, or 10, and one can come up with diagnoses of really important hidden anomalies which need treatment right off the bat. The collaborative study is coming up with something I never expected either. They're now doing 2- and 3-year follow-ups on children and find that the neuromuscular deficit in preschool children is related directly to muscle tone and reflexes, the 2 of the 5 points on the score. I'd like to think that the biggest use for this, one of the big uses, would be to try to improve your own obstetric and anesthesia services. And it's easy to make, if someone is interested, to make a 6-month chart. And it shows the distribution of all of scores. And this by no means pertains to any other hospital. You cannot predict what your hospital is doing, but it could be done very easily with just adding up all the scores and charting them out. It's more informative to break this up into vertex deliveries, sections, and breech deliveries because, the distribution is very different for the 3 types. I think important, we haven't done it yet, and it should be done, to separate sections into the 2 kinds, those that are truly elective and those that are not.
It doesn't quite say not in labor or in labor, because you'll miss the placenta previa mother who is not in labor. But the elective sections would have an entirely different graph than one which includes all reasons for sections. Another way to do it would include deaths, and that can be charted and have the neonatal mortality included as well. Gore 2 here with the 500, 600 babies as a survival rate of 88.8, for example. Or the another way, which is a little more complicated, is to divide it up by weight groups, premature, tiny ones, and so on up and full term. But at least if you can get a baseline record for your own hospital, you can see from half year to half year whether or not you're improving your service or not improving it or even making it worse. There are other things that could be done, but the main one, I think, is to go into the reasons why low scores exist. We broke down, to the best of our ability, why cesarean section babies scored 4 and under. We found that half of them had obstetrical reasons, many of which could not be avoided. Anesthesia, hypotension, obstruction, and so on, accounted for 25%. And pediatric problems, whether they were premature babies or congenital anomalies, accounted for 25%. I'm sure that the outlook for score 2, for instance, is much better for a baby that merely has drug depression, cyclo, or drugs of the first stage, than one that has a score of 2 because of a cord prolapse. But the most important thing, I think, is a score at 1 minute. The main thing is to make somebody look at the baby.